The Supreme Court has ruled against federal regulators' attempt to limit power plant emissions of mercury and other hazardous air pollutants. The rules began to take effect in April, but the court said by a 5-4 vote this week that the Environmental Protection Agency failed to take their costs into account when the agency first decided to regulate the toxic emissions from coal and oil-fired plants. The challenge was brought by industry groups and 21 states. West Virginia joined the group of 21 states, led by Michigan, to challenge the rule, arguing the EPA improperly confined its focus to health and environmental risks and ignored what it would cost the industry to comply with the broad new regulations. Writing for the court, Justice Antonin Scalia said it is not appropriate to impose billions of dollars of economic costs in return for a few dollars in health or environmental benefits. Senators Joe Manchin and Shelley Moore Capito joined with Governor Tomlin in applauding the court's decision. The state's Attorney General Patrick Morrissey says that if the EPA ignores the Supreme Court's warning and continues to press forward with these rules, his office will challenge them in court again. The case now goes back to lower courts for the EPA to decide how to account for costs. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glynis Board in Morgantown.